ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Bhagavad Gita IGT Chapter 8, Attaining the Supreme, Text 22. Please open the page number 387 if it is the same book. Otherwise, go to 822. Purusha, the Supreme Personality, Sa, He, Paraha, the Supreme, than whom no one is greater, Partha, O son of Pritha, Bhaktya, by devotional service, Labhya, can be achieved, Tu, but, Ananyaya, unalloyed, undeviating, Yasya, whom, Antasthani, within, Bhutani, all of this material manifestation, Yena, by whom, Sarvam, all, Idam, whatever we can see, Tatam, is pervaded. Please repeat after me. Purushasa parapartha, Bhaktya labhyasta ananaya, Yashyantaha sthani bhutani, Yena sarvam idam tatam, Purushasa parapartha, Bhaktya labhyasta ananaya, Yashyantasthani bhutani, Yena sarvam idam tatam, Purushasa parapartha, Bhaktya labhyasta ananaya, Yashyantasthani bhutani, Yena sarvam idam tatam. Anyone wants to read? Purushasa parapartha, Bhaktya labhyasta ananaya, Yashyantasthani bhutani, Yena sarvam idam tatam, Purushasa parapartha, Bhaktya labhyasta ananaya, Yashyantasthani bhutani, Yena sarvam idam tatam. Last, yeah. Purushasa parapartha, Bhaktya labhyasta ananaya, Yashyantasthani bhutani, Yena sarvam idam tatam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Vijay. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than all, is attainable by unalloyed devotion. Although he is present in his abode, he is all pervading, and everything is situated within him, purported by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is here clearly stated that the supreme destination, from which there is no return, is the abode of Krishna, the Supreme Person. The Brahma Samhita describes this supreme abode as Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, a place where everything is full of spiritual bliss. All the variegatedness manifest there is of the quality of spiritual bliss. Nothing there is material. That variegatedness is expanded as the spiritual expansion of the Supreme Godhead Himself. For the manifestation there is totally of the spiritual energy, as explained in Chapter 7. As far as this material world is concerned, although the Lord is always in the supreme abode, He is nonetheless all-pervading by His material energy. So by His spiritual and material energies, He is present everywhere, both in the material and in the spiritual universes. Yashyantasthani means that everything is sustained within Him, within either His spiritual or material energy. The Lord is all-pervading by these two energies. To enter Krishna's supreme abode or the innumerable Vaikuntha planets is possible only by bhakti, devotional service, as clearly indicated here by the word bhaktya. No other process can help one attain that supreme abode. The Vedas, Gopala Tapani Upanishad 1.21, also describe the supreme abode and the supreme personality of Godhead, Eko Vasi Sarvabhava Krishna. In that abode, there is only one supreme personality Godhead, whose name is Krishna. He is the supreme merciful deity, and although situated there as one, he has expanded himself into millions and millions of planetary expansions. The Vedas compared the Lord to a tree standing still, yet bearing many varieties of fruits, flowers, and changing leaves. The planetary expansions of the Lord, who preside over the Vaikuntha planets, are four-armed, and they are known by a variety of names: Purushottama, Trivikrama, Kesava, Madhava, Aniruddha, Rishikesa, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Sridhara, Vasudeva, Damodara, Janardana, Narayana, Vamana, Padmanava, etc. The Brahma Samhita 5.37 also confirms that although the Lord is always in the supreme abode, Golok Vrindavan, He is all-pervading, so that everything is going on nicely. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. As stated in the Vedas, Svetasatara Upanishad, Parasya Saktir Vividaiva Sruyate, Swabhi Bhaki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. His energies are so expansive that they systematically conduct everything in the cosmic manifestation without a flaw, although the Supreme Lord is far, far away. Om Tat Sat. Purusha sa para partha bhaktya labhyasya ananaya yasyanta sthani bhutani ena sarvam idam tatam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than all, is attainable by unalloyed devotion, although He is present in His abode, He is all-pervading, and everything is situated within Him. Om ajnanati mirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshura unmilitam yena itasmai sri gurave namaham sri chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamahyam dadati sa padantikam bandeham sri guru sri yuta pada kamalam sri gurun vaishnavamsa sri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunath nitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam sri sri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita sa visakhanitam sha he krishna karuna sindhu dinabandhu jagatpate gopesa gopika kanta radha kanta namastute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Vyasascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patidanam Pavinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo 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 Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Gopala Krishna Goswami Nitinamine Srila Prabhupadasya Sahityanena Prakasa Vitarana Pracharam Krittavana Sadhu Bhagavat Padayate Namaham Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnivadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much everyone for coming and joining today, Sunday class. And also today is the auspicious day, Baman Dwadasi, which we celebrated in our Gaudiya principle. And because of the Ekadasi today, we did half, likely till noon, fasting. And then we break the fast in Dwadasi. That's why we celebrate Bhavan Dwadasi like that, because it is joint. So anyway, so Krishna as a Bhavana, we chanted the Dasavatara Stotra before begin the class, which he said, Keshavadrita Bhavana Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. So Krishna appeared as a Bhavana in this incarnation, and today is the auspicious day, which appeared the same exactly as per the astrological calculation. And Bhamandev appeared during this reign of Bali Maharaj, likely when Bali Maharaj appeared and he conquered the world. The other mother, likely Kasyapa's other wife, Aditi, prayed to the Lord, and there are long stories. So after Aditi prayed, Bhamandev appeared. So today why we selected this verse is, this is the only verse I find Prabhupada mentioned about Lord Bhavamandev. Here you go. So I think in the whole Gita, this is the only place, this sloka, which contains Bhavamandev. So I thought I will not skip the Bhagavad Gita, as well as maintain the Bhavan Dwadasi to honor him. generally in ISKCON, if any festival, any appearance of any personalities come, we generally glorify. So it will be combined, simultaneously one. So Eka Kale, Dvitiya, what is called? We can say, Dvitiya means glorification. I mean, Eka Kale means one time glorifying the two personalities, which is the Lord Krishna by Bhagavad Gita and Lord Bhavandev by purport of Srila Prabhupada. So in this purport, what is the translation? Let me read it again. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than all, is attainable by unalloyed devotions. Although he is present in his abode, he is all-pervading and everything is situated within me. So if in this sloka, then all the Mayavadi philosophies and everything is cut off then. Because if you say the Lord is present in his abode, that is in the spiritual world, and also he is all-pervading, just like his Krishna is saying, Vishnu Shakti Para Prukta Kshetra Jakhyata Dhapura, means he has three energy. There is the material energy, the marginal energy, and the spiritual energy. That is also called the bhotik, this material, and marginal is tatastha shakti, and the adhyatmic shakti or internal potency. In other words, it is internal potency, external potency, and the marginal potency. So all these three is, and irrespective of whether he is in the material world or in the spiritual world, he is yasyanta sthani bhutani. Because he is present in both these cases, in spiritual world as well as in the material world. In either in spiritual energy as Mahamaya, or sorry, in Yogamaya, or in the material energy as Mahamaya. So in this connection, if you see, Prabhupada gave an example one time that how do you really value, and also Bhaktisaru Maharaj, he was saying that how do you know it is Krishna is saying Bhaktya Labhyasta Ananya, which is the very important thing. Ananya means unalloyed. There is no mixed. Anabritam means there is no mix. So undeviating. And bhaktya means devotions. Krishna is clearly saying in this chapter that he is everywhere. Yena sarvam idam tatam. Not in any place in this world who is not there. Yesterday also we went to, there is a NASA conducts in 100 countries the moon, what is moon night program. And we went there, they wanted to see. They found now water in moon. So that's their discovery. So they wanted to show to the people in general that they found water. Okay, let's see. We wanted to also go and see what's there. And very interesting. So the material scientists, their way of understanding of a life exist is based on that water. If water is not there, then the life cannot exist. Which is likely coming to, because our thinking is so conditioned, we think based on how I live. If I live with water, then I consider that this is the best one. When I was giving, I'm giving an example on to something to one of the kid, also my son. If he doesn't like something, oh, this one nobody likes. As if nobody in the world likes that. Means we are so conditioned with our thought and we basically transform into the entire world. My self-centric idea, I transform into the entire world. So what they are saying, the Nobel laureate, that now we find there is a two pole. We saw in the telescope also there is the moon, which we saw. And there are varieties of things. And they say we went to the right side of the pole. Now they are targeting to go to the left side. Anyway, so I don't want to describe all that. But this is my last night's experience. So when they are, he was saying that, without water, it is very difficult and expensive to carry water from here to moon. So okay. So I was like laughing, or then I was considering myself regarding reading the churning of the ocean milk. Look, it is not the world that the ocean is salty, because we test salty. That doesn't mean that there are no ocean in the whole world which is not salty, which is ocean of liquor, ocean of sugar, ocean of ghee, ocean of nectar, and ocean of milk. When the churning of the ocean of milk, people cannot comprehend the beyond which is defined by the God. They think in island, in Alcatraz or somewhere else, one house is created. They think that this is the only house. Nowhere in the house was created. Just like we are in the earth, people believe that only living being is in the earth. Nowhere in that. Sarvam idam tatam. God is everywhere. And why not, if he has created here, why not in the other planets? Prabhupada mentioned in one sloka that if a living being can exist in the earth, in the air as a bacteria, inside the water as an aquatics, an ether, why not in the fire? It's logical, right? So similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said that Vibhaswan is the sun god, and his son, they all live in the sun planet. It is a kingdom, there is a kingdom. That doesn't mean that they need water to survive. Brahma doesn't, he creates, he doesn't need to water to drink to survive. There are Goswamis in our, even 50 years ago, there are Goswamis who live for many years, even just drinking one pinch of, what is it called, Charanamrita in a day. So this God's potency, and comparing to this, their moon explorations and whatever they are finding out, because we do not believe in the Shastras. The basic problem is we do not believe in the Shastras. Bhakti Charu Maharaj, I was listening to his lecture, he was saying, why somebody becomes rich? I believe in the note, the dollar sign, $1 million or whatever it is, I believe that it has value. Do you understand? If a person doesn't believe that the note has a value, why he has to work for gaining the notes or gaining that things? Because he considers it has a value. Even though a person who has $1 million in his home, but he doesn't consider, I don't care, then he will be not rich. Even though he has the richness, he is not rich. So similarly, we have this Bhagavad Gita, knowledge is there, but I don't consider this is valuable. Then you are not rich. You are not spiritually rich. But it has value. Just like a US $1 or $100 has value, whether you consider it or not, look at into, just think about it. Whether the $100 note, which is authorized, bona fide by the government of America, let's say government is authorized, process in an example, an analogical way. So similarly, he was giving an example that Bhagavad Gita, then somebody believes that $100, then only acquires more. Many thousands of $100, you become millionaire, then you have the value, then you are actually rich. And you are considered based on the status quo that you are a rich man. So similarly, Bhagavad Gita contains the knowledge, the essence of all spiritual knowledge. If we do not believe, say that what is the value, so there is no point in acquiring. If I don't believe something, there is no point in acquiring knowledge from it. So there are categories of people who reject it, that it doesn't have value to me. So there is no question of them to become millionaire. Some people who carry Bhagavad Gita at home, they don't think that, even though they are millionaire, they don't know how to utilize it or how to understand, just like millionaire you have home, but you do not know whenever there is a need of buying a car, you do not know because you are not extracting money for that. You are still loitering in the bicycle, let's say, but you have $1 million. So similarly, you cannot, those people having this one, they have to, how to utilize it? By studying this Bhagavad Gita. By studying, going several times, then only you can get it. Lokasya ajanata sattvatam sanghita. Prabhupada gives very simple mantra, which is Lokasya ajanata sattvata sanghita. That means, this loka means all the living beings. Ajanata means we do not know. And Sattvata Sanghita, transcendental literature. What is this connection? This is the starting point of Vyasadeva writing the Sanghitas and the Shruti, Smriti, Puran in the Bhagavatam. Ajanata, why he is writing this? Sattvata Sanghita, what is the necessity of Sattvata Sanghita? Because to give educations to one and all. What is ajanata or what is ignorance means? Darkness. The origin of darkness is ignorance and the light. Just like our country, which was explicitly, it was Bharat Varsha. Bharat means also king of Bharat who was born in the name of, there are two kings, one is Rishabdev or the other, whatever it is. It is after the name of the king Bharat. Also it has another meaning as Bha and Rata. Bha means light. Just like Bhaskar is Surya. That is the dhatu which is coming from Bha. And Rata means engaged. Means you are, in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's saying, Sada Kamarata. Kamarata means always in the sense gratification process. So that Rata, Rati, from that Rata, Rati comes. So similarly, that Bharata is light. What is light means? The origin of light is knowledge. And origin of darkness is ignorance. So Krishna Surya Sama, Jaha Krishna Tahanai Maya Radhikar. Wherever there is Krishna, there is no question of Maya. If there is sunlight, there is no question of darkness. If there is darkness, there is no value of sunlight then. So sunlight dissipates this one. So similarly, whenever there is Krishna, then all this Maya which is in our heart, core of the heart, that is gone. As God is saying here, that yasyanta sthani bhutani, I am everywhere. There is jiva bhuta, brahma bhuta. Same thing, we are considered as a jiva bhuta as long as you are in the conditions of materialistic life or materialistic thought. But as long as the process of devotional, what is called? Bhaktya labhyasta ananya. Undeviated, unalloyed devotions within the heart appears. Then you will understand the real meaning of devotions and then you try to attain God. So this verse, lokasya ajanata sattata sanghita, which is given just like, so Bharatvarsha, whenever we are considering this fact, it was not in a boundary of right now, whatever you see. 70 years ago, before 1947, Pakistan was also in part of India. It was Afghanistan, which is Kandahar, which is Gandhar, which was also part of India. In few hundred years ago, just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, India was still the bank of Iran, Persia, and many other places. I'm giving you an example. Anyone knows about Indonesia? Have you been in Indonesia? Indonesia celebrates their national festival every year. What festival? Indonesia is a Muslim country. What festival they do? Ramayana. There is a national festival. Not even in India, Ramayana they are stopping. So they celebrate Ramayana every year. And who takes part? The Sita, the daughter of the king of Indonesia. She takes part the role of Sita. So if you can't, they don't care whether it is a Muslim or Hindu. They have faith in Ram. Where irrespective of, they have faith in that culture. Where the culture comes from, because it was part of the greater India, the Mahabharata. When this part of this greater India comes, then they develop the loving relationship. Whether that's why this Varnasrama Vibhaga say this is not, it is not coming here. Because Varnasrama, then you come it, then your religion comes, is like Hindu, Muslims, or Christianity, then all the things. But they are still in the process of loving Ram. Just like imagine in Indonesia, if you go to Thailand, definitely they are making a Garuda Airlines. They are having a huge Garuda. But if you make it in India right now, there will be secular, we are secular government, we have this, we have that. But what is the basis of that? As long as a government's duty is not to educate or give an awareness to the people in general to develop love for God, irrespective of I am Hinduism, then you follow this, if you are there. It is not that out of this process. Because that is the meaning of, true meaning of religiosity. So in that context, so what I am talking about is lokasya ajanata sattata sanghita. So in the very simple one, Prabhupada explains the broader meaning of, in this 8th chapter also he was explaining that how the spiritual emancipation, how the spiritual knowledge can be attained by in this age. As we know, we have been hearing about the same thing, Hare Rinam eva kevalam kalo nastevo gati ranyata, which is going on, and that has to be imparted in our knowledge. In the land of Bharat Bhumi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always says, Bharat Bhumi de hoile janma jahar, janma sarthak kari kara paropakar. He has been saying that whoever is born in this land of this great one, that by paropakar means giving the same knowledge. But before giving the same knowledge, we have to acquire this knowledge. Just like people have to acquire $1 million to become a millionaire, so we have to acquire the knowledge from the treasury of Bhagavad Gita by studying properly. Because in Bhagavad Gita it is said there are three ways you can, the first chapter, those who are doing Bhakti Shastri may know, by studying scrutinizingly from a bona fide source and non-envious, means with sincerity. In this way, if you study this one, then only you will be able to understand the purport of each text in Bhagavad Gita. So here it is saying, Supreme Personality of Godhead is not greater than all. Let me give an example of same Vamandev. When Aditi was doing the Payobrata yagya, that is payabrata, means there is a worship which Kashyap Muni advised Aditi to do in a 12 days. In a 12 days, what will happen is, if you perform this process, then you will get the desired result. Payabrata means to get a son exactly like Krishna or he himself. So Aditi followed her son, followed her husband and practiced that payabrata yagya for 12 days. And after 12 days, Lord Vishnu appeared in his 400 form and asked Aditi, what is you need? And Aditi's only concern is, my son has been kicked out from the throne of the Indra. Because there is a process of chronological order when in the churning of the ocean of milk, when there is churning of the ocean of milk, at the time, both demigods and demons got this nectar. Because it was said, first Uchchasrava, the horse came, Bali Maharaj took it, then something comes, they took it, but nectar comes, they took it out. And the demoniacs thinking is, aham prathamam, aham prathamam, aham prathamam. They quarrel amongst themselves. So Bali was there, Mahishasura was there, Vichitra, so many varieties of demoniac, very high personality, Kalu Ketu, their names are defined there. They present in this assembly. So the demoniac mentality is, I will get first. Aham prathamam. Whenever they got it, they are quarreling because the devotees are not so qualified. Sorry, the demigods are not there because they are in a devastating mode. Because the blessings and the mercy of the Lord, just like we compare here, that how a demigods are deprived of all these good qualities, even though they have been demigod and they surrender to the Supreme Lord. So same things happen, that you get the mercy of the God, like bhaktya, but at the same time, you may make offenses which might devastate your bhakti drastically. Just like when King Indra, he was going with his Aravat elephants, and on the way he saw Durvasa Muni, and Durvasa Muni he offered obeisances, and Durvasa Muni was very happy, and then he offered him a garland, Durvasa Muni. So Indra took the garland, but after some time he gave it to his elephant. You know, an elephant, he doesn't know what it is, so he poked the garlands and scrambled on his feet. So Durvasa Muni came back for something, he wants to ask something to Indra, and at the same time he saw that the garland has been scrambled on the feet of the elephant. He was very angry. He said that this way this is fading away, your opulence will be fading day by day, and they are becoming powerless. So after that, when there is a problem, it is said, you have to make treaty with the enemy also. So demigods, when the Lord appeared, they said that you have to go and make treaty with the demons. So in this way, when they are deprived of all these things, aham prathamam, like that, they are fighting. When Mohini Murthy came as an incarnation of God, and Mohini Murthy bewilders the entire demons, because it is said also that they are looking. Just see how the Maya captivates a great personality. They are looking that the Mohini Murthy is giving nectar to the demigods, but they are not saying anything. Can you say why they are not saying? Because they are surrendered to the Mohini. Whatever you say. Nobody, they think they might displease Mohini. And if Mohini displeases, what is the value of their life? That's what they do not want. See, they are attached to the lusty desires at the time. So, in this connection, when even the demigods in Brahma, Lord Shiva, they are not equal to God. Only thing, when Gajendra, when he was giving his offering prayers, no demigods dare to come because it is all intended to Supreme Lord. Matta parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. And Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarva pravartate iti matta bhajanti mahama buddha bhava samannita. He is saying this, means same verse it is saying again and again, purushasa para partha. There is two worlds, one is para, another is apara. Para, apara, sat, asat. Gyan, Andhakar, Tamasuma, Jyotirgama. So what is this para? Pareshanu Bhava, Uttama Sloka. Who is that Paresh? Paresh is Krishna. Para Ishvara means, para means not this world, the world of others. The world, this, you call this world, that world. This world is called material world, that world is called spiritual world. And that is called para. And who is the Ishvara of the para? He is not only Ishvara of Paresh, he is Ishvara of this world also. That's what it is saying. Yena sarvam idam tatam.
means I am also present in every atom. Wow is present. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sruyate. Means this Parasya Shakti, my spiritual energy, Vividhaiva Sruyate. That is three potencies just we mentioned about. And he is present as energetic, and energy has no difference. He is present in every atom, but at the same time, he is different. In the matter, we can say that God is present just like he is present in our Atma, in our heart, as a Paramatma. He is sitting just side of the Atma. So similarly, he is in every atom. Paramana chayantrasta andhastrasta, just like in Brahma Samhita it is said. In every atom, God is present as an energy. But we cannot say the energy and energetic, so he may manifest as it energetic within the same atom. Because the atom and electron are moving, because the God is present in every atom. That's why even though it is unconscious, it is inert matter, but still it has the potency of heat and light or whatever energy you can say. So, in this connection, when Aditi is talking about Vamandev, when he come, that how he appeared in this world, that's why he is saying, in many instances, God, whenever devotees ask God for something, they say that we want like that. There is nothing like for him. There is nothing equal to him. Everything is beyond him. Because he is the only Ishwara. Prabhupada in the purport, what he says? There is only one God in the spiritual world and whose name is? Krishna. Because it is said also in Brahma Samhita, Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta govinda madi purusham tamaham bhajami. In Brahma Samhita it is mentioned that he is stated where? He is seated in Goloka, Golok Vasi. But at the same time, he is yena sarvam idam tatam. He is still pervaded everywhere in this material world as well as in the spiritual world. Because where our devotion should come? Towards the lotus feet of God. And that's why Vamandev, he is always favorable to them. He said, when Vishnu appeared, that I cannot decree the value of Bali Maharaj now. Why? If a person is favorable by a Brahmanas, even God is fearful to defy him. Can you believe that? What is the potency of Brahmana? When we say Brahmanas are truthful, Brahmanas are then, but sometimes many of you have in their mind, why Durvasa is such a great personality? Why is he giving curse, right? It is still unclear to you. Why a great Brahmin Vasishtha sometimes getting angry when all the Vasus, the eight Vasus are traveling and they stole the Nandini cows, Surabhi cows from their ashramas. Vasishtha was angry and he gave curse to the Vasu. You wretched, you stole my cows. You're born in the lower planet system, in the Martya Loka. When we see a child is dying 5 months or 5 days, where the karma is getting? This question are answered ever. We say the law of karma, but where is getting the karma? Did he slap anyone in five days? But he's dying. When a person is giving this one, I am giving an example so that it will be clear. These two parts, let me clarify. One is, why Brahmanas, great personalities, give curse? What is the inside behind it? And the other one is, what I talked, why law of karma doesn't act in a child or something like that. Two things. Let's go on the first one. So, two varieties of inside, let's see. One time, one person, he was walking in the jungle and he saw, he's a wise man, and there was a person, he was cutting, it was also related to Kalidas, he was cutting one of the branch, sitting on the same side in the branch. And the Brahmin said, "Oh, gentleman, please don't do like that. You'll fall down in 20 minutes. He said, "What are you talking about?" Then he left. He didn't care. Then he went. After 20 minutes, exactly, he fell down. Then he said, that Brahmin, he was a great astrologer. He was saying, "You are a great astrologer. Why?" He told me, "I'll fall down. I fell down." This is common sense. So similarly, whenever it happens, Also, there is another thing we don't understand. Prabhupada mentions about that. Brahmanas, their potency is as good because they speak truth always. They speak truth means they cannot deviate, they cannot tell lies. So whenever they curse it, it is also truth, right? Whenever they say that you would become elephant in 5 minutes, then because they never said lie in their life, that's why their potency is there and they cannot be deviated. Because we are even the Brahman in this age, we are speaking thousands of lies in a day, irrespective of, are you coming? I'm coming. You know, we tell lies everywhere. Can you come to temple 4 o'clock? We know we are busy. What busy you are? We are not busy. But we say that like that. So in daily dealings, we to our wife, we our children, we our mother, we our father, we tell in, to everybody we tell lies without knowing anything. So what is the value of our saying? Even though if you are saying that, I put my sacred thread, I am cursing you, you become rat. You cannot become, because you have been telling all the throughout your life lies. So it might not happen. Maybe those persons who have never spoke lies in their life, or they are very austere and prominent, maybe that will be there. But in this age, we'd like that. So similarly, the Brahmanas, when they tell the lies, they basically forecast. It is not curse. It is a forecast. Just like I'm telling you. I was in a school and hostel. There was a purgative or something. There is a medicine which clears your stomach, right? Purgative, some purgative. So there was there. It looks like candy. So one person ate that. Means it was there, candy. So he ate. We are in the room and also. So the guy who was keeping it, he came and he asked what it was. Because even though he ate, he was silent. Because he cannot tell, right? He ate it, and it is generally human tendency. So I was silent, he was silent. So we are silent. So after 5 minutes, he said, whoever eats that, his stomach will be like this, 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 this. He gave the characteristic tomorrow. Then he was very, somebody tells that you ate something, oh, there was poison. Oh my God, I took it actually. Prabhu, means even though you don't say, but you come it out like that. So exactly same thing whenever he was eating, out of fear he said, I took it. Then he said, but at the same time he was very angry because he was thinking he's cursing, but he's not cursing. He's telling the, he's forecasting because he knows the power of the action of the particular instance. It is not that Vasishtha cursed the Vasus because he knows that they will get karma irrespective of he forecasts. Or irrespective, he doesn't do it. But they, the great Brahmanas, at the same time, they give mercy. Just like Narad Muni cursed the two Brahmanas, Nala Kubera. And Mani, what is that? The Kubera's two sons. Manigriva. Because they are bathing naked. And he, it is not that Narad Muni is an envious person. Or Narad Muni is a materially contamination person. He is pure transcendental. He is pure transcendental. But they give them, even though it do not. Sometimes we blame now that the king is punishing, capital punishment to the guy who is a murderer. Because they will accumulate huge amount of sin. If they are killed, their sin is destroyed at the same life. So they don't incur sin in the next life. That is the purport. So similarly, when Vasishtha Muni or when Narad Muni, when Durvasa Muni is cursing, it is basically forecasting the next course of action is going to come. Because the action you did, there must be reaction. If you offended a Brahmin, just like Durvasa Muni offended Ambarish Maharaj, must take permission from, even though the Lord cannot neutralize it. If you offend a Brahmin, it must be neutralized in the way. Go to Brahmins and do this. That penance has to be done. Because that is the process. So similarly, we should not be in a wrong conception or misleading information getting from our heart. Sometimes that, oh, they are cursing. We should not nullify the value of that person that he has given curse. It is not like that. A great personality, Narad Muni, Vasishtha, or any small Brahmins, they are giving the curse. It is the action that is going to happen because it is a forecast. Just like I mentioned, when the persons took the medicine, it is going to happen that way. They are forecasting it. But the other person thinks that he's cursing me because something bad is going to happen. Because you did the bad action. Why don't you realize it? But at the same time, the difference in our materialistic way of dealings is they do not bless us with higher values. But if your transaction is with the spiritual personalities, then there is a blessings associated with that course. Just like, can you believe that Nala Kubera and Manigriva, they are liberated souls, they are born in Vrindavan. What else you need? As a tree, is it not a blessings? But Narad Muni was displeased, but by this transcendental activities, you understand this is not the course. Similarly, the another example which I am giving is about the why law of karma. So we are clear on the first item that you do not have any repositions or anything towards the great personality who gives the course. Clear? Yes.
So first part is about the curse, which can be taken as a forecast. But what about the person who is actually cursing? By cursing, doesn't his own power get diminished?
No. Because he is, power diminishes means if somebody is not in the right platform. If somebody is coming down from the spiritual platform and fight, then his power diminishes. He remains in the same spiritual platform. I am giving an example of two great personalities. One is Narad Muni. It is basically a cursing means you are giving a chance for rectification. Just like a Supreme Court judge, he is giving a punishment, means a rectification. That doesn't mean that next day he is demotion because you give the power of capital punishment to someone. It is not. His power as a Supreme Court judge remains as it is because he is acting on behalf. So similarly, the Brahmins, those who are cursing, their power never get diminishes. But out of anger, if he does that one, yes. So similarly, for example, who cursed Parikshit Maharaj, it was not in the pure platform, not in the spiritual platform. But the value acts, and Parikshit Maharaj could have neutralized also. But that is a separate thing. It is an exceptional. But the potency of Brahmin is so valuable, you can imagine. So similarly, your point of question is that can the personalities, they get diminished or not? No. All the Brahmins. So Vasishtha Muni, when he was in his ashram, he has a cow as a Nandini. When he was not there, the 8 Vasus, they are traveling on the aeroplane and they thought, their wife told them, this is a nice cow. What do you want? Get for me. They said, no, it is Vasishtha's. But they insisted. When they insisted, they got and they stole the Nandini cows from the Vasishtha Muni's ashram. When Vasishtha Muni returned back, about of his meditation, because they are Trikalagya. Vyasadeva is a Trikalagya. Vasishtha Muni is a Trikalagya. He knows in future, past, present, everything. By his meditation, he understood who stole the cow. And then he cursed them that you, because you are acting like a lower class living being. So you became born in a earthly planets, and the 8 Vasus has to born. Then they have to submit to them. And they said, yes, I can nullify to a certain extent of your karma. You may remain for some time. But the person who stole, he has to suffer throughout his life. And the person who stole is Bhishmadev. As a Vasu, he stole the actual cow. So he has to suffer the entire lifetime in the... It is basically the Mahabharata portion of this... in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Mahabharata portions which came. So the point here is now the law of karma. The next day he said that we can accuse that why Ganges as a mother... She is throwing the baby in the Ganges again. They are not born. So where is the karma here? So the transaction is coming from because we do not see the broader picture. Just like you go to a cinema hall. It's a 3-hour cinema. You enter into 2 hours, 45 minutes. Last 15 minutes you go and watch a cinema where they're killing somebody, killing 5 people. What the heck? Why is killing? You should not kill. It's bad. But the guy who has been there, he may see, he deserves that. Because we do not see the complete picture. We do not see the complete picture. And out of that, we basically give our own judgment. We do not understand that he is not deserved. My hand is cut or something. I might have karma. We do not know. You know me for 5 years. I may have bad karma in my previous life. So we do not see the complete picture. And we basically assess. with that situation, with our limited senses, with our limited informations, and we conclude, which then we have a problem. We do not conclude in a right way. That why? So the intricacy of karma, neither you can be able to trace it out, neither you will be able to assess it. Better, submit to the will of God. That's the best thing. So when it is said that the child, when Ganges is throwing all the seven kids, because they have been, they got the forecast from Vasishtha Muni that you will not suffer long for a fraction of seconds. So they born as a human being because of the course of the Brahman. We do not see. So law of karma acts previous lives also. Maybe 10 lives ago I may have done something which might manifest now. So it is very intricate to give a commentary on the law of karma, because we do not have the complete picture. Just like in a cinema, when you go, you see for the 10 minutes and you basically conclude there, he is wrong. Who is wrong or who is not wrong, it is not understood in a bigger picture of the life. Because life is not when you born or when you die. That's not the end. Because it is Mahavivansa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Because we are all eternal part and parcel of the God. So in the previous life, we do not know. In the next life, also we do not know. So we cannot, if something we are not able to understand, why a person is suffering or not, better to submit to the will of God. It is the plan of God. Every action is happening is not accident. If I am getting $1 million, if I am getting an accident, it is happening based on the law of karma. Even though you work like an ass, you work like a donkey in your company, don't work. You will get 100,000 or 50,000 destiny, you will get it. Better to work for Krishna. Why people work like that? He go, one of my friends, he comes 5 p.m., he's an American. He ties his shoes. I said, I'll go now. Because he has a different enjoyment. He said, I'll go to park or go to my club or go to enjoy. Manager says, I'll also go. There are people who work like donkeys. Why you have to work? Are you getting more money? Getting a token of rewards, $25. $25, I am saying, there is no value. Why I have to give the values to something else which doesn't have a value? Krishna, anyway, you are destined to get something. That doesn't mean that you should not work tomorrow. You are destined to get something, you contribute your work, contribute that much, and focus on God. You read Bhagavad Gita or read Srimad Bhagavatam, listens to something, so that you can utilize your time. Even though if you work 14 hours, you will be kicked out. I know one of our employee who was there in another company. He was working 14 hours for 4 years. He'll be getting rewarded and all. That manager got transferred to somewhere else. They don't know what you worked. You are in the same level again. So all your work, maybe sometime it might get it, maybe you not get it. That doesn't mean that this age or this life is not meant to work like an ass or donkey or a dog. Our job is to balance, a moderation is required. Because Krishna and Bhagavad Gita are saying, your food, eating should be, behavior should be moderate, your sleeping should be moderated, your activities should be moderated. 24 hours, I get it, the king get it, President Obama gets it, Prabhuji get it, you get it, everybody gets 24 hours. So why I have to work like it? Because Prabhupada said, we have to apply Ajagara Vritti. Ajagara Vritti means, you know Ajagara, the python. That is his philosophy of python, Ajagara Vritti. Ajagara does what? The mouse, they build big holes. They put there, they do many things. Let them do. Ajagara sleeps there. Then whenever he wants, he goes to the hole, he eats them, he stays there. So similarly, Prabhupada says that let the materialistic, they invent many things. We go and utilize them for Krishna. So it is not that exactly you become a mouse and go into the hole, but it's an analogy he always gives, that don't work like that. So you go as a follower, as a Ajagara Vritti, where people are maintaining, they are doing research, let them do research. Why you have to break your head? You do research for Krishna. That will be your, otherwise it is Srama Eva Hi Kevalam. Srama Eva Hi Kevalam. Because Krishna is saying, he is saying the Atopunga Dija Srishta Varnasrama Vibhagasa Sthanu Sitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritosanam. That is the only thing in the life. Samsiddhir Haritosanam. If you forget that thing and bring any anarthas in your life, in your heart, that anartha is not going to give you the liberations, neither it is giving you. If God is pleased, He does it. No? He is super powerful, we are saying. Yena sarva vidam, He cannot give you money. First thing, if you are reading in your Bhakti Nectar and Devotion, it is said, the beginning of devotional service is auspiciousness begins. The real auspiciousness. If a person, why we are fearful or why we are conditions? Because you do not have faith in the words of the Lord. Mahasucha. He is saying that do not fear. But we are always afraid of things because you are not developing. You may 20 years you come. There are people come here 20 years in Iskcon, they are not even chanting two rounds. Because why they are not developing faith in the holy name of God? Every potency is there. Every day they will be listening. Every day they are saying. There is nobody who can come and force you. It is yourself bring to that position that I must chant irrespective of whether I like it, whether I find time or not. Because bhaktya labhyastva ananya. This is the only thing you have to remember. Because Prabhupada is saying lokasya ajanata sattvatam samhita. This samhita, all the Brahma, Vyasadeva, they have made it because of us. Because we are ajanata. We are in darkness. And how we are getting is, just like I gave an example, that the $1,000,000, which is, if you do not consider it's $1,000,000, you are still poor. If you consider it's $1,000,000, if you do not have, you have to work for it, then you will become rich. But if you have it, but you don't think it, then also you are poor. Similarly, the Bhagavad Gita, you can compare it that way. If you do not have, if you have Bhagavad Gita, but you do not utilize it, you do not extract the meanings of it, what is the use of having this? It may be self-satisfaction is there. But if you do not have neither of these things and you are even not even working like anything, then you are still as a karmi. So, yes, Prabhuji.
So you brought up this point that they have to see, they have to utilize the Bhagavad Gita in order to know all this. But then they have the doubt of why to utilize it. Just like the $1,000,000 note you were telling earlier, somebody doesn't consider it. Yeah. Similarly, there are a group of people who do not consider it. So what would we say why they should consider it?
Very good point.
What would be the value?
Yeah. Rakshit Prabhu is bringing that why if somebody doesn't consider it's a value, then definitely they will not work for it. So how we can trigger them that it has a value? So the only point here you can make it, it depends on the varieties of people and their varieties of philosophy they have in their mind. Because when Krishna was there in the personally in Dwapara Yuga, when he said, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Braja, still there are thousands of people, they did not surrender to him. Even the Duryodhan, even Dhritarashtra, they see person to persons to Krishna, still they are not able to convince it. Because this Hridaya Ganti, how hard you try, how much you try, they will not surrender unless the causeless mercy applies. So the value is, even though you tell them that your value of life is not to waste unnecessarily, you can give example of Chanakya Pandit. He said that 1 minute of wastage of time is not compared to millions of dollars of gold or something. Then you can say that, because what is our real problem? He said that, some people say that, I am working on a community or altruism or a bigger things. But what is the real problem? Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosana darshanam. Bhagavad Gita is saying that there are four major problems. But we are working on something, fixing a water pump or something, 10 years. So now you give an example that the problem, irrespective of you be there or not, the problem will come and go. But our job is to how to fix the problem of janma mrityu jarabhyadi. But if somebody is not convinced, that's why in Vyasadeva it is said, Striyo Vaishya Tathasatra Tepiyanti Param Gatim. There are classes of people like Stri, Vaishya and Shudra. They cannot come to the conversation of philosophical discussion at any point. Then you have to give them Puran. The Puran, he has compiled it, that at least you come, see the video, cartoon movies. Or something. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj always said, if somebody is not convinced, give them sugar-coated medicine. Sugar-coated medicine means that medicine will act. The Harinam will act. If you chant Krishna, daytime, noon, afternoon, it will act. So this is the technique of the person who is interacting with whom he should judge and assess that person, and based on that, he should give the medicine. whether he needs chocolate candy flavor, vanilla flavor, cherry flavor. It depends on the person, what he likes, and then he has to preach. Because it is very dynamic, person to person. You cannot make a stereotype way of preaching. And then if somebody doesn't work, what fortune he has. Because this is the greatest thing Prabhupada mentioned, that in our country like India, people still consider this Bhagavad Gita, these are fairy tales. Bhagavatam. What is the misfortune one can have other than that it considered as a fairy tale? Whether I was telling an example that in Indonesia, even though it is a Muslim country, the daughter of the king is playing as a part of Sita. But whether in our own country or that is where the Veda is born, people are considering it as a fairy tale. What is that contradiction? So faith will come automatically. Just like Krishna has made the system autopilot. The material world, he made it autopilot. I don't care. It is running on its own. He really doesn't interact. In the spiritual world, it is auto and manual. He does intervene everywhere. So if you are coming in the autopilot zone, you will be rewarded. You will be done based on the law of nature. But as long as you come to Krishna, it is his personal. It is his everything. But if somebody doesn't give that value, then what the value they give, they will get in return. That's why samsara davanala. This chakra will go on forever. Prabhupada says, just by the causeless mercy of a pure devotee, one may become a devotee. So we'll try our best to give someone at his Bhagavad Gita. If he touches this, someday or others, he might get the idea of God. But we should keep trying. Hope it makes sense, Prabhupada. Any other questions? Yeah.
Prabhuji, once you come on transcendental platform, you're all karmas and fruit of karma burns off, right? Completely. So let's say once you start chanting 60 rounds and you're initiated, so you're on the transcendental platform. So from that point onwards, you don't accumulate any karmas. Is that correct? So you won't have technically next birth, like, and then it'll be all just old age, disease, and death. Right? So no karma will be in picture at all, and action of the karma and reaction.
Yes, so Prabhupada's point is whether when you're coming in the platform of 16 rounds and chanting and all, it's a very subjective question, subjective answers is there. Not necessarily that. Actually, when you sit in the initiation, it is said that, yeah, you whatever karma you have accumulated throughout your life, you give it to your spiritual master, it is born into the fire of sacrifice, and you begin the process of doing this one. But that does not necessarily mean that you do not incur karma. Because in our daily dealings, if you are killing an ant, if you are killing this one, irrespective of whatever, if you are offending someone, then you might incur karma. So, at the same time, as you are saying, our Gaudiya principle is maintaining sadhana bhakti, means always very careful and diligent in our dealings, in our spiritual practice. And based on that, if you are doing 16 rounds, then you might come, because it is said, Abhyasa yoga yuktina chetasa nanna gamina paramam purusam divyam iti parthana chintena. This is not attained just accidentally in one day. The mercy is given to you, but at the same time, you must practice in order to come to the nishtha bhav. So we may be in a lower stage, the mercy is given, but that doesn't mean that we are out of everything. There is a different personalities, like the spiritual personality, like Prabhupada and all, they are always nitya siddha Krishna prema. They are going on all eternally. But for us as a conditioned soul, it takes time to continue our sadhana bhakti, to come to the attachment. Just like you know, sadhu sangha, bhajan kriya, then all these anartha nibriti, all these things, eight things, then only ruchi come. So similarly, your answer will be that one, it is yes or no. So yes means yes, if somebody is following as it is, exactly the instructions of spiritual master, yeah, he doesn't incur any karma. If you are 24 hours thinking of Krishna, what is karma? But at the same time, if you are just chanting 16 hours and 18 hours something else, then you incur karma, even though if you are a devotee or initiated devotees. Because one time, it is said, Prabhupada gave an example, that when, but the, anyway, Pandavas was very exalted devotees of Lord, but when they are, after the Kurukshetra war completes, so everybody was going, and Bilal Singh, he was the person who was sitting there, then they went there, and everybody said, who actually the real hero of the war? So they're asking, you know, Pandavas, Arjuna, Bhima, to Bharal Sen, who said, I watched everything. Bharal Sen was son of Bhima, and he said, tell me now. Bhima was thinking, Bharal Sen, my son, he will tell my name. Because I killed Duryodhan, I killed Dushasan. Who else has done this? Arjuna said in his mind, I actually did everything. Then Belal Singh, in his reply, he said, I saw only two things. The Sudarshan Chakra is killing everybody. That is the only thing I see. Oh, Bhima was so angry. You did like that? Didn't you see I killed Duryodhan? Didn't you see I killed Dushasan? Then Ahankara Vimudatma. If somebody still thinks that the mercy of the Lord, and he thinks that it is because of my sadhana I am getting Krishna, then it is still doomed. If it is, if you say that because I am doing this, you know, suppose we are doing a festival, you said that who did it? It is me, you. So everybody is raising hand. I did. But it is all done by Krishna. If a person sees that one, he sees actually. And Bhima out of anger, he killed Belal Singh, throw him out there. Because it is so attachment. So similarly, our mentality, our consciousness must be intact in a right platform. Even though if you are devoted, you must guard against those. That's what we are reading all the time, 10 offenses. We are chanting 16 out and we are doing many things. But still, there is intentional, unintentional offenses we incur in all our transactional dealings every day. So as long as we guard, and we should not, even though somebody comes in a bhava bhakti, he should not bypass the sadhana features of the bhaktis, which is very essential in sadhana bhakti. So karma will be there as long as your consciousness goes down from Krishna's lotus feet. Any other questions? Hansipriya Mataji, are you ready for Arati?
Yeah.
Any other last questions? Then we can. Yes.
Prabhuji, my question is, we talk about distributing books and making others devotees, but whatever we do to others, first of all, it has to be done to ourselves. You know, my question is, the word devotee is in a very big, broad spectrum. So it's easy to consider someone as a devotee, but yet, you know, doesn't have all the qualifications. So how can we make devotees real devotees?
So we are basically, it is, you are saying that you cannot say a lawyer as a lawyer if he's in a training college. Just like in this world, we can say as long as you have a body, we are all conditioned. So you cannot say we are in a pure devotee or not. Only pure devotee can see whether we are devotee or not. I'm giving an example in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. Bhakti Prabhupada, he gives, if a person chanting 16 rounds attentively, he can see his own faults. If a chanting 64 rounds, he can see faults of others. And if we are not, and if we see faults in others or something, then we might be in a material platform. We might be envious, we might be something. But if a person who is chanting 16 rounds, he might see. I am saying, when I first enter into Delhi temple, my Shiksha Guru Mohan Rupa Prabhu, he is now Delhi temple president. So we are eating, two persons we are eating. We are also devotees, every devotees. But the person who was besides me, he always used his left hand to eat puri. Like this. He has a practice. Mohan Rupa Prabhuji comes every time. He just says, do not use left hand. This is Krishna Prasadam. Krishna and Krishna Prasadam are non-different. He will say and he will go. But he will feel offended. And because I have my initial days, I will feel offensive. Why he is saying like that? Very offensive, guys. You know, it's because we moved the mentality. But he will not stop. He will not stop. He will come every day, tell the same thing. After 3 months, he left it. But after 6 months or 1 year, when we realize what happened, that how the correction happened, because in a good platform, it was done in a good way for good things. So similarly, whenever you are saying that how to bring a devotee, then you must tell the right thing. Prabhupada Dhanesh says, another example, when he was going in Vrindavan and they circumambulated Vrindavan temple, then he said, do you see what I see, what you do not see? Do you see that? So everybody thinks I'm spiritual or some go Krishna come, or means maybe Krishna is having flute or harmonium or something which you do not see. People, then again, second round in a, do you see what I see? You do not see. Maybe Vishnu came or something in Radharani maybe come or somebody gives some third time he say. Then no Prabhupada. Why the light is there? It's 8 o'clock. Why the light? Why the light is turned on? I see, but three times you're not seeing it. Why it is turned on? Then oh, we didn't know. They are my, it is not that you have to think so broad. You have to think locally, act globally. Sometimes you have to happen. And then the second way he is going after that one, he said, do you feel, do you smell something which I, or you do not? They think it is definitely Tulsi's lotus feet coming flower or something like that. They are, everybody is acting like this. Then second time, third time, nobody, because people are afraid to answer Prabhupada. What he means, who knows? Because you'll be on the spot. So, but Prabhupada says there is a bad smell from the toilet. And Prabhupada said, if a devotee tolerates the mode of ignorance smell, he's not a devotee. You must protest. In a temple, if you are doing something, and if something is happening, if you are not protesting, then you are not courageous. You must protest and you tell it very submissively or a nice way. So Prabhupada told that time that even though the bad smell or something is coming from their one, and if a devotee silently passes, okay, everything Krishna like that, go, means he's not actually in the right platform. A devotee must protest if it is a mode of ignorance. If something like the onion garlic smell coming from everywhere and you are sitting idly and chanting, you are not protesting, then you are not acting. So similarly, how to bring a devotee means, you really need to understand that what a devotee means. And it is already defined in Nectar of Devotion. If you read it, Nectar of Devotions, you will consider what the devotional service means. And then, even though it is a correction required, if you find some discrepancy in somebody's behavior, somebody's dealing, somebody's activities, you must tell him. That is my opinion. Make sense? Or any further questions? Maybe it is not answered the way you have specific things. Tell Prabhupada.
No, actually, the question I wanted to ask is how to. It came up as a different question, but I really wanted to ask is how to, how a devotee can actually become a devotee, not how to make a devotee a devotee.
Oh, yeah. It's then he's not a devotee. You cannot say the word how to. You cannot say the one that how an untrained dog when it's coming home, how he'll be sitting here, sitting there by training. Just by training, you know. So if by training a tiger is acting this way, if by training by this one he is acting this way, so similarly, it is, you can say that how a neophyte person can become a good devotee. Maybe that's a good one because devotee cannot have some discrepancy. So how a mundane person in a initial glimpse of the devotional service can become a pure devotee. That may be the right questions. Right answer will be by proper training and proper association. It is proper training, proper association. At the same time, same reciprocation and same reception should be there. Then the result will be faster. If you think, just like me, in the beginning stage, when somebody is chastising you, that why are you using left hand, then if it feels bad, then he is nearly not progressing. He must correct himself. Just like Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj says that if you are chanting 16 rounds attentively, you must understand where your faults are. First, if you understand your faults, then you can see the faults of others. But also he concluded that do not give too much advice to others. In the conclusion, it's not necessarily that you continues to take, maybe it is a very personal dealings. You cannot say in a public, Prabhuji, you did that. Rather than in a very private way, you might need to mention. So in one way, in essentially by training and association with devotee, they can become the real devotees. Makes sense. So we'll have Aarti. So it's already 6. I am supposed to be done by 5:45. But Sri Bhaman Dev ki, Sri Radha Madan Mohan ki, Gaur Premanande.